A makeover planned for the Klahani Park tennis, pickleball courts will benefit players of the latter. At its April 8 meeting, council supported the creation of 8 additional pickleball courts at Klahani, to be achieved by painting of lines over the existing tennis courts, creating multi-use surfaces accommodating both sports. The decision followed a staff report from City Roads and Parks manager Darren Giroux. He explained the lines for the new pickleball courts would result in 4 on each tennis court. The pickleball courts would run east-west while the tennis courts run north-south, and the existing tennis nets would remain in place. The work will be completed by a contractor that will be resurfacing the existing 6 pickleball courts. That is slated to be completed early June, subject to contractor availability, said Giroux. We have reached out and they are able to line 8 additional courts in the tennis courts. The estimated cost of the additional work is $500 per court. Giroux said $1,280 of the funding will be money that had been budgeted for the removal, relocation and eventual reinstallation of a soccer goal post on the Jackson campus soccer field, work that is no longer required. The remainder will come from the 55-plus games budget. In a written report, Giroux explained City Parks and Recreation had been contacted on several occasions by pickleball players and the 55-plus games committee regarding a lack of pickleball courts in the city. He noted the games will be providing required portable nets and fences needed for the pickleball courts during the September 10-14 event. There will be no increase to annual operation and maintenance costs, however, replacing the lines might be a requirement come next resurfacing, said Giroux. Town. Tim Lavery inquired about the use of temporary lines, wondering how this request jives with what I thought was our intent during the budget discussion. Mayor Alan Harrison responded, stating the option before council was even better. He noted temporary lines, typically via tape, can be slippery and are not as safe. He also stressed the need for additional pickleball courts, stating the proposed work would benefit both the games and Salmon Arm residents. For me, the reason to put the other 8 lines on those courts is not the 55-plus games solely, said Harrison. I mean, that's great, there's almost 300 pickleball players signed up for the 55-plus games already. They're almost maxed out. There's around 1,200 athletes altogether, so 25% of them are pickleball players. So that says something about pickleball. As for tennis, Harrison, a tennis player, said there are 7 dedicated tennis courts at the Salmon Arm Tennis Club. There are also tennis courts at Jackson and Shuswap Middle School. So I think that's well served, and if you need to we can still go here. But pickleball only has 6 courts right now and it's not enough. So this is an opportunity, said Harrison. In January, council supported a 3-year agreement giving the Salmon Arm Pickleball Club guaranteed, but not exclusive, access to courts at Klahani Park, giving the club access to the courts at certain times, days of the week. With the new lines, Town. Tim Lavery raised concern about potential conflict, wanting to ensure there is equal access for an individual citizen walking down there to play tennis, waiting their fair turn, but not a part of the agreed-upon hours and scope of court use that's currently in place with the pickleball crowd. Giroux said he'd make sure that's communicated with the club, to ensure that understanding is in place. Council voted unanimously in support. Read more. Agreement gives Salmon Arm pickleballers 3-year access to Klahani courts. Read more. Council supports user agreement for pickleball courts.